radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're talking to you on this Monday. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, first day of the week, the 26th of February, 2007, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have wide open phones today, by the way, 800-313-9443. The conversion, ladies and gentlemen, of our publicly held institutions and businesses is on a fast track for a big sale. The latest from my favorite newspaper here in Texas, the Austin Un-American Statesman, headline page today, TXU. They're trying to sell off the utility company down here. It's a biggie in Texas, to a couple of private investigators. But, of course, the story in the paper talks about, well, they don't think that this will go through. It's dead on arrival. And, well, no, it's not, ladies and gentlemen, because you've heard all the states talking about selling off their lotteries, their state lotteries, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Texas. We've got the Mac Daddy of the sellouts of publicly taxpayer-funded roads and the conversion of those to the Trans-Texas Corridor and, of course, the feeder mechanism that's going to feed all these wonderful things that's going to run through the United States and up into Canada. And that's all going to be fine and dandy because, you see, the Fed and the states, well, we're running out of money. So, you know, it's the old Hegelian dialectic, folks. It's thesis, antithesis, or anti-synthesis. And then they give you the solution. The Hegelian dialectic is working rather well. They'll come up with a solution that heretofore that you'd never consider, but after all, don't we need roads, and don't we need public utilities, and don't we need wastewater treatment plants, and don't we have to have bridges, and, well, don't we have to have all of these things? But the states, well, they're just running out of money, so therefore there's no other option except we've got to sell off the infrastructure that you've been funding, you've been paying for, and we just have to get rid of it. Tell you about that coming up after this break. And again, 800-313-9443, ladies and gentlemen, it is open phones. Any subject matter is on the table for today. You know, it's rather fascinating to watch all of this go into high speed, okay? We've been talking about a lot of different things on this network. We've talked about the North American Union. We've talked about the globalist plan. We've talked about President Bush and all of his underlings and his mad rush for an expansion in the Middle East. You've been paying attention to the news. They are just excited. Fox News, CNN, well, they're just giving you the stories and the reasons why Iran is more involved in the Iraq deal than we ever realized. Yes, and Ahmadinejad and his crew are not going along with, you know, this nuclear power thing. Folks, they've made an agreement. They've stayed lockstep with the agreement. They're developing nuclear power for peaceful uses, but, oh no, it's to build a bomb. It's to build a bomb. See, we got to go get them right now. More of the preemptive war on terrorism stuff from Mr. George Bush. We'll be right back.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So they're eyeballing the biggest infrastructure sellout, whatever you want to call it, in U.S. history. TXU has agreed to be sold to two private equity firms. The companies are offering about $45 billion, plus the assumption of TXU's debts, which is about $12 billion. And folks, for what they sell their electricity for here in Texas, I can't see how they can have a $12 billion deficit. Now, this does make it the largest private buyout in U.S. corporate history. The buyers agreed over the weekend to drop most of TXU's controversial plans for building new coal-fired power plants in Texas. Well, the official TXU statement is basically nonsensical, but it says that the Dallas-based energy company, together with Kohlberg Kravis Roberts & Company, KKR, and Texas Pacific Group, TPG, two of the nation's leading private equity firms, and Goldman Sachs & Company, a leading global investment bank, announced today the execution of a definitive merger agreement under which an investor group led by KKR and TPG will acquire TXU. Had enough three-letter names there, so have I. In a transaction valued at $45 billion, GS Capital Partners Lehman Brothers, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley intend to be equity investors at closing. Under the terms of the merger agreement, shareholders will be offered $69.25 a share at closing, which represents a 25% premium to the average closing share price over the 20 days ending February 22nd. As a result of the transaction, the newly privatized company will deliver price cuts and price protection benefits to electric consumers, strengthen environmental policies, make significant investments in alternative energy and institute corporate policies tied to climate stewardship. A 10% price decrease resulting in more than $300 million of annual savings for residential customers. Price protection through September of 2008. And I'll tell you, hang on to your hats, because the 10% reduction is to quiet the consumer out there. Okay? They're going to quiet the consumer. Oh, good. At least I'll save a little bit money, more money this year than say, last year. Oh, but wait until 2008. Now, they're saying on the stronger environmental policies and new investments in alternative energy, planned coal-fueled generation units reduced from 11 to 3, preventing 56 million tons of annual carbon emissions. $400 million in investment in demand-side management initiatives. I have no idea what the heck that means. Transaction endorsed by our Environmental Defense and Natural Resources Defense Council. And again, I have no idea who these entities are. Increased commitment to exploring renewable energy sources and investing in alternative energy technologies. They say that the former U.S. Secretary of State James A. Baker III will serve as an advisory chairman to the investment group of the new owners. Oh, Jimmy Baker. Bill Riley, no, not of Fox fame, but Bill Riley, chairman emeritus of the World Wildlife Fund and former EPA administrator, will join board of directors and lead an effort in making climate stewardship central to corporate policies. What I smell here, ladies and gentlemen, is Agenda 21. You know, we have low sulfur coal that's available in this country. We have technologies to put scrubbers in these plants to burn coal without significantly adding to the CO2 content of the atmosphere. But, oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's right. Wasn't Al Gore at the Emmys or the, what was that last night on television? The Academy Awards. And he was just thankful that so many theaters had put out his movie about global warming. And after all, ladies and gentlemen, in the last couple of months, hasn't it been accepted to just about everybody in the United States here that, well, global warming is real? 90% of the scientists and people investigating this all agree global warming is real. No, it's just not a cycle that we're going through, ladies and gentlemen. You know, about every 90,000 years, we have an ice age, and everything gets frozen. You want to know how the Great Lakes got started? Well, you know, just check with your local freeze down, if you will. Well, that's right. The last ice age, it just came across and just scoured everything out and created a nice big holes that water naturally fell into. Voila, we got the Great Lakes. You know, there's cyclical things that go on in this planet, ladies and gentlemen, that have nothing whatsoever to do with global warming. But today on the news, you know, I don't really pay attention to their screed, their duplicitous lying and supporting of, well, is it fact or is it fiction? Well, they'll bring out a bunch of stuff that supports, the latest contention that, well, global warming is real. You know, with the CO2 problem, you know, this is one of the questions I'd asked before. I'd ask, you know, if global warming is part of the CO2 problem, and we have been reducing CO2 emissions, and one of the greatest sources out there of converting CO2 into oxygen is green stuff, trees, plants, things of that nature, where has the Audubon Society and where are these people like World Wildlife Fund and all the people that used to be in on the thing? You know, we should be more environmentally sensitive. We should plant more trees. Oh, that's right. The very thing that absorbs heat, absorbs CO2, keeps things cooler, spits out oxygen. Where has been the program that they were telling everybody to plant a tree? Remember that one? And what do you see? I can't hear you. You're talking into a dead mic. The Arbor Day Foundation, okay. Yeah, and organizations such as that. You know, where have they been? You know, remember the plant a tree? The biggest thing that anybody could do personally, themselves, is to plant a tree. Oh, what's it do? It sucks up CO2, and what's it put out? Oh, oxygen. Oh, that's right. Yeah. And TXU, and here comes some of the verbiage. TXU will create an independent, sustainable energy advisory board comprised of individuals who represent the following interests: the environment, customers, Texas economic development, and ERCOT reliability standards. But the key word here, sustainable energy. I mean, they're just locking this thing up, folks. They're trying. Now, they're saying that, well, we may get a little bit of backlash over this. Well, unless you like corporatism, unless you like what Mussolini called corporatism, we call it fascism. Unless we want everything converted because, well, the people in government just haven't been responsible. They've tried to give so much to people that, well, they had to run up so much debt and, you know, and entitlement programs and giveaways and not watching the state and federal coffers and making sure we got enough money in the coffer to pay for all these wonderful things we're doing. You know, you'll hear the politicians talk about, well, you know, in good conscience, I can't pass this off to the next generation. We got to figure out how to pay the bills right now. What about being fiscally responsible? What about let's not launch into wars? We got to borrow trillions of dollars from the banks, and then not only we have to pay the principal back, but we got to pay the interest. Do you think the federal government had a couple of trillion dollars just laying around that they could go launch a war? No. They're borrowing against the future, and that's what any politician will say when he doesn't want to really answer the questions about fiscal responsibility here and now. They'll just say, well, we got to do something because we can't pass this off to the next generation. I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to carry on until every baby is born or the second coming of Christ happens, and I'm not joking about this, or the end of the world happens. Because you know what? You can't retire a debt with debt monetary systems. It is nigh impossible. There's not a magic wand big enough to do away with this problem. And again, that's part and parcel of responsibility for the United States Congress. Oh, they've been doing that, dealing with a privatized money system for almost 100 years. Well, every Congress that has been in place since then is responsible. I'm sorry you can't dig these people up out of the grave to make them answerable as why they didn't do anything, but I'll tell you what, the Congress and the Senate now, they need to be asked the question, why are you allowing this to happen? Why are you allowing, against the Constitution, to allow private interest to run our economy in this country? Oh, and they're just terribly busy with helping emptying out this economy. Manufacturing is a good one. 85% of the manufacturing jobs gone. Gone, ladies and gentlemen. Not to return. But I think there's something that people are overlooking. Because it's been said, and you've probably seen this on infomercials of some sort, where some guy will make a challenge. He'll say, I'm a millionaire right now, and it doesn't matter if you take all my assets away from me. Because of the knowledge that I have and how to do it, you can plop me down, strip me naked. Put me naked on any street corner USA, and I guarantee you I'll come back and I'll be that millionaire again. Why? Because he has the knowledge on how to do it. Do we have the ability to reinstitute manufacturing in this country right once again? Yeah, we do. We have to cut off a couple of avenues here. Number one, Congress that has just sat back and done absolutely nothing. The other people that are on the global union deal, all that gravy train, that it's just a worldwide competitive environment now. And, well, we have to do this. Yes, we have to give China the most favored nation status. Yes, We can do business in China. We're moving our manufacturing up. Look at the Chinese economy. It's just booming right now. You see? But what they don't tell you is by building somebody else's economy, somebody else has to pay for it, and we are. Let's go to the phones. Well, let's go to the phones after this break. 800-313-9443. It's open phones, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody had sent me some information, I'll get into this a little bit later, about how they told the IRS to go away. And the state tax court judge, or the tax court judge in Washington, D.C., agreed. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it just, we know the agenda. You know, I was talking to a group of attorneys this morning. Actually, no, this afternoon. And I told them, I said, you've been reading the front page stories here from the Austin Un-American Statesman? I saw a paper laying there, picked it up. I said, look at this story. I said, what do you guys think about that? Well, they didn't know anything about it. And I said, well, I know that you're busy doing whatever it is you guys do. I said, but, you know, aside from being attorneys and lawyers and doing all that legalese stuff, I said, you know, you're still, in their eyes, just a consumer. I said, do you guys know anything about the Supreme Court ruling, about privatization, about being able to go out there and eminent domain? And, well, yeah, we heard a little bit about that. I said, well, they're making a ruling off an executive order. What executive order? Well, the one was signed back in April of 92. That says that it's okay to sell off the nation's infrastructure, water treatment facilities, electric generation, roads, bridges, all of that stuff that used to be in control of the state governments are now going to be allowed to be sold off to private interests. Well, we didn't know anything about that. And I said, well, you guys didn't know anything about the privatization of our money system then in 1913 either. I said, you know what? And I said, you guys may want to change your tact here and what kind of law you practice, because you know what? There may be some changes coming that you're going to have to make some career decisions of what type of law you're going to be practicing. Well, the dumbfounded stares at each other was, holy mackerel, who is this guy? Just somebody that's paying a little bit of attention. Let's go to the phones. Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, John. Actually, it was kind of ironic you brought up about the clean coal technology and everything. I'm an engineer that used to work in a coal burning facility, and that technology has been around for like 15 years or so.
Now, and specifically, what technology are you talking about?
Baghouse scrubbers right. to clean up the emissions of the coal.
And from your knowledge, being from an engineering background, this technology, what percentage of the stuff can they actually take out of this with these scrubbers?
Oh, they can reduce by more than 50% of the emissions. But the problem is it's cost prohibitive. They don't want to put the upfront money to make that happen. So
let's just sell it off to private individuals that may, in fact, bring that technology on board that seem to have deeper pockets and more insight than our state.
Well, I laughed because I used to work for a county municipal. I was a county employee, and that's exactly what they did. And actually what they did was they put a shovel to the plant and built a cogeneration plant. So... which is all based on natural gas instead of coal burning. The price fluctuates, but it's pretty steady as it is. You can clean it up and still make it viable, as opposed to natural gas, where all these private equity funds and these what they did with the price of natural gas. What was that last year or 2 years ago? And they ran it up, and basically it crashed into the ground.
Right.
Yeah, I think they were paying $15 a decatherm at one point last year. But anyways, that's not the reason why I called.
Okay, let's get around to that one.
I just found it interesting that you brought that up.
Yeah,
that technology is out there, and unless they get incentives to do it, they're not going to do it.
Well, and what major coal fields in our West did President Clinton shut down for mining operations? Wasn't that our low sulfur low sulfur content coal?
Right, low
out
sulfur
there?
Content coal. Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. That. We just can't mine that because of what reason?
I don't know, because Al Gore was making a movie. Who knows?
It's the fix. Just as if these coal production plants that you mentioned, we'll burn some coal. Okay, we'll burn some gas. We have huge natural gas deposits up in Anwar, up in Gull Island. We got tons of gas up there it's just being pumped back down into the ground because, we don't have a market.
Well, now it is. But last year, 2 years ago, when these private equity funds were in there and bidding the price of it up, and basically, it's manipulation, market manipulation by the traders. They were the ones that were doing it. I mean, natural gas right now is like seven something a decatherm, as opposed to twice that a year ago at this time. And like you said, as soon as the weather warmed up, they were pumping it in the ground to store it. Because there was no demand for it,
I see plenty of demand, but what I see the problem is the infrastructure to deliver that product to the U.S. consumer. That's where I see the problem. And what I further see the problem is not only in oil refining capacity, they tried the same thing this year, only it was kind of muted. If you and I know you being in the energy type of aspect of this, that every year – They would always claim that, there's high demand in the Northeast and the North because, it's wintertime.
Right, and then when the weather turned against them, what was their excuse?
What was their excuse? But you heard the same thing year after year.
Oh, sure.
But obviously there's a consumer trend, there's a pattern of demand there, and rather than stepping up to meet that demand, so every winter people aren't having to pay higher fuel bills for natural gas. But
I think that demand is a false demand.
Well, of course it is. Mike, hang on. I'm up against the break. I've got to go to break here. 800-313-9443. If you have anything additional, Mike, just hang on through the break. We shall be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, before I take another call here, Jose Padilla, you know, they just recently found him incompetent to stand trial. And the reason why he can't stand trial and help himself now and his lawyers in a defense, well, because of years of isolation have put Al-Qaeda suspect under stress. The Associated Press out of Miami, alleged Al-Qaeda operative Jose Padilla suffers from intense stress and anxiety after being imprisoned in isolation for years and cannot adequately help his lawyers prepare for a criminal trial. A mental expert testified this past Thursday. Dr. Angela Haggerty, a forensic neuropsychiatrist, said she concluded after examining and testing Padilla for more than 22 hours last year that he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and is mentally incompetent for trial. Padilla's symptoms are the most acute when he is asked about his 3.5 years in custody at a Navy brig or to review evidence in a case such as transcripts or telephone conversations. You know, geez, isn't this nice? He doesn't want to because it hurts so much, and because it hurts so much, he shuts down. She was the first witness at a hearing on Padilla's competency, which is crucial in deciding whether he and two co-defendants will stand trial in April. Padilla, the 36-year-old U.S. citizen, is charged with being part of the North American terror support cell that provided money, recruits, and supplies to Islamic extremists around the world. All three have pleaded not guilty and face possible life imprisonment. The Bush administration initially claimed that Padilla was out on the Al-Qaeda mission to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb in a major U.S. city where he was arrested in May of 2002 at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. He was designated an enemy combatant and was imprisoned by the military without criminal charges, but the dirty bomb allegations are not part of the Miami case. During cross-examination, prosecutor John Shipley pointed to a test administered by Haggerty in which Padilla scored zero on the portions indicating post-traumatic stress disorder. Those segments involve questions about flashbacks, nightmares, depression, and other symptoms. Now, I couldn't imagine being depressed after being locked up without trial for all of these years. Could you, ladies and gentlemen? Nothing in the test supports your diagnosis, at all. Isn't that correct? Shipley asked. No, Haggerty replied, noting that the test answers were only one component of her decision. So here it is, folks. You get arrested. You're designated an enemy combatant. You know, you're out to destroy America. And they just simply lock you away. You don't get the opportunity to talk to lawyers. You have no speedy trial guarantees. And you sit and languish in a cell, and God knows what kind of punishment and treatment this guy got while he was in custody. One could only imagine. But wouldn't it be enough mental stress on anybody being locked up in a cage for all of this time? Amazing. Let's go back to the phones. Mr. Hutt in Tennessee. Hello, sir. Hello.
Yes, John.
Yes, sir.
I've listened to your show quite a bit, and I know you're a patriot, and I know I think one of the problems in the patriot, so-called patriot movement, is that there's a lot of infighting. You know, Alex Jones wants to call you a government agent. People call him a government agent. They call Al Turner a government agent. And, you know, without definitive proof, I'm sick and tired. You know, this is what the communist government, the shadow government, the Illuminati, this is what they want to do. They want to divide and conquer. They want to get all the patriots fighting each other so they can't get organized and they can't fight the communist system so that they can basically tear down the country even quicker because the people are you know, they're buying it. They're buying into it, you know? I mean, if somebody wants to come to me and tell me somebody's a government agent, they don't have proof, then, you know, I got bigger fish to fry. You know, I'm worried about the Illuminati. I'm worried about the New World Order. And, you know, you were talking about all those, coal and gas and everything and control. Well, Tesla invented free energy devices that could have made us energy dependent, you know, a long time ago, 100 years ago. But the powers that be, you know, the blue blood, the Illuminati, the Cainite families, Rothschild and the rest of them, they stole Tesla's technology, and he died a pauper, okay? And that's what they do. Every time somebody invents a fuel cell car or a car that gets 100 miles a gallon, they get threatened with their life or they get thrown in jail or they get killed. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole, and then you were asking, why does Congress do this? Why are they dismantling? You know, why are the people in power intentionally destroying the country? And I'll tell you why. They worship Satan. It's a fact. The Bohemia Grove and the Bilderbergers and all these other satanic secret societies, they actually worship Satan. They love blonde-haired, blue-eyed children.
Yeah.
They love kidnapping them. They love drinking their blood.
And to steal a line from Bob Schultz, you know, again, these are just all symptoms of a problem that we have.
Yeah.
And the one thing that prevented people, they can have their opinions, they can try whatever they want to try, but we had a constitution in this country that prohibited these people from doing a lot of what they've been doing through the legislature, through the executive in this country. It prevented a lot of that.
Ron Paul is about the only one in there that tells the truth that I know of.
Yep. Yep, and that's probably why you won't see him as president in 2008.
He'll be assassinated if he tries, or if he even gets close.
Well, and he said that to me personally before, and I said, well, you know, and I've said on this program before, you know, if you're going to be in If you're going to be in with these den of vipers, well, then it doesn't, unless you're immune to their poison, well, then you've got a responsibility to do whatever and anything that you can to help get this country back on track. Now, I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I don't think he is even officially announced. I think he's going to do that any day now.
Okay.
But this...
I called on another radio network. It was the Libertarian Party was having a big convention up in New Hampshire, and they pretty much told me he was 100% definitely going to run on the Libertarian ticket. That's what they told me.
Well, I don't think it's going to be Libertarian. I think it's going to be on a Republican ticket.
Well, I don't know why they would have told me that then.
I don't know why either. I can't accept the veracity of what you've been told and why you were told it. I'm simply going by what Mr. Paul himself said, that he's going to try to run on the Republican ticket. By the way, he's going to be a guest on Lou Dobbs tonight. So maybe maybe he's going to make the announcement tonight.
You know, but we need more people like him. And Paul Craig Roberts, who used to be with the Reagan administration, he came out and admitted. He said that Bush had spent more money and borrowed more money than all the other presidents combined since Washington to Clinton. And he said that he's the worst president we've ever had, and that he was intentionally destroying the economy, intentionally destroying the country, intentionally gutting the country out. And it's because he's part of the Illuminati. He worships Satan. And
if he does or he doesn't, it's still not the point. The problem is, Mr. Hutt, the problem is that when we start presenting this to the uninitiated public, we sound like people that believe in UFOs. We've walked on the dark side of the moon, and we've ate green cheese. That's what it sounds like to them.
Okay, so what's going to, if they don't want to go out and document this themselves, and they don't want to look up all this themselves, all they do is drink beer and watch football. How can we prove to them that what we're saying is the truth?
You don't have to. You don't have to, because what we've been talking about for years and years and years of what they've been talking about, only they put it in different terms. They completely turn it 180 degrees out, and they'll sit there and lie to you. You know, when asked about the North American Union and George Bush, you know, signing up Vicente Fox and the guy from Canada, oh, well, it never happened. Well, yes, it happened. Yes, and most certainly. Oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact.
Yeah.
But your question might be, how do we get these people to talk about it? Whether they want to believe it or not, they're going to believe what they want to believe, and they're going to say what they are told to say. Otherwise, they don't have a job.
Well, eventually more people are going to lose their jobs, and there is going to be no middle class.
All right.
People are going to be eating out of the garbage cans. There's going to be crime rampant.
All of these things are true.
And if that nut Bush and Cheney, if they go in if they send our troops or they nuke Iran, Russia and China is going to be on our back. I mean, that's what they've said, and they better stay out of Iran, but those nuts want to steal the oil. They want to steal the natural gas, and I don't think they're going to stop. And unless the people rise up and lock and load and go down there to Washington, D.C. and say, hey, enough's enough, you're not going to do this.
You know, this is why I've asked the question. And I've asked this repeatedly. I know that a lot of people have different irons in the fire for different reasons. Some are on the Second Amendment. Some it's on taxes. Some it's on the North American Union. Some it's on the Trans-Texas Corridor. Some it's on this issue or that issue. The judges, the federal judges and their rulings. And all of these different things. But let me ask you a question. And this includes the 9/11 question. And there's a lot of smoking guns there. A lot. You know, the old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Okay.
Well, that's true because a combustible is burning. Whether you see the flame or not, there's a fire going. It's just a matter of how intense it is. My question to you is, sir, out of all of these issues that we're facing right now, in your estimation, what do you think is the most important? What is the most pressing subject? What is the thing that is facing America right now that should be dealt with first?
First of all, instead of just playing religion and playing church, they need to forget what the churches are teaching, the phony preachers. They need to read the book. And the only thing they need to obey, not what I say or you or any other man, they need the laws in the Old Testament we're not done away with. And whether people want to believe it or not, there has been some translation.
Okay. All right. So without your personal opinion on this, what you're saying is that we have got to have the preachers that are following the exact word of the Bible, and that's the number one problem facing America right now.
Yeah, because they watered down the truth to make money because, see, when you tell the truth, it upsets people, and they don't want to line your pockets. Well, you know, I do a ministry radio show, me and another guy out of Colorado, and we don't ask for one penny.
Uh-huh.
And all we tell them, if they ever catch us in a lie, you know what? When you lie to little children, it's better for a millstone to be hung around your neck and cast in the sea.
But you're dealing with people that don't care about the truth. They don't care because their interests are other places. They don't care. They bought it. If they had a soul to begin with, they sold it. I think a lot of these people are soulless because you can't be that unconscionable.
I 100% agree with you, John.
Okay, but, so we'll add that to the list of the most important things to deal with.
Okay. Number one is make sure that you teach the children and any adults that wants to repent Yahweh's law, 613 laws that were not done away with. That includes the Ten Commandments. And the name of Yahweh is the true name, and it can be proven from the Hebrew. And Jesus actually is the name of blasphemy.
But we're having the same problem with the informational conduit. Where are these people? Look, go back to Judge Roy Moore in Alabama, where the Anti-Defamation League, Southern Poverty Law, and probably a host of other people who will probably never know their names or see their faces, call them what you want, Illuminist, devil worshipers, I don't care what it is. But 50% of the people, and there was enough polls done that I think the numbers are correct, 50% of the people said, you know, I think it's a good idea of the separation of church and state, and I think Judge Roy Moore should have those Ten Commandments removed from the rotunda of the state Supreme Court building. The other half said, no, I think they should stay. But here again, you're dealing with opinion that has been molded by these sellouts, by these unconscionable ones.
Brainwashed.
But I am asking you, with the limited resources we have,
yes,
and the amount of people that we are reaching right now,
yes,
you and I could sit here and talk about this until the cows came home, the second coming of Jesus Christ, or the end of the world, whichever comes first, and we will not find a solution there. Now, you personally, you have your solution. I might have a little variance on it. This is where your problem comes in. And what I've said before, no matter what issue that you're hot on and what you want to see a resolution to, we're not going to see a resolution because we have too many people, too few people in the battle. Too few.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you believe in self-defense. If somebody kicks your door in and your wife and kids are there.
Somebody tries to steal your network. Anything like that. Yeah. Okay. Do you have the right to do what? Defend yourself? Absolutely.
Okay. Well, what about all these drug dealers and child molesters that are abusing little children?
What about them?
If the courts aren't going to take care of business when the time comes and there's martial law and there's total chaos, you think it's okay to stop these child molesters by any means necessary?
All right, if you're talking about instant vigilantism, shoot them on sight, well then, no. I would agree that the Internet has been the conduit for a lot of the people's transformation of their attitudes and their ideas about sex to begin with. I think it's abominable. I think children are nothing more than adults in training, and their minds should be left alone.
Well,
and not programmed with the crap that we're seeing them programmed with today.
I mean,
secular humanism.
If you know anything about Bryce Taylor and Kathy O'Brien, and you know the Illuminati preys on blonde-haired, blue-eyed boys and girls, and they use them for sex toys, Barney Frank,
yeah. And again, it's the symptom of the disease. The problem is the disease itself. It is not the symptom of the disease. Because a year from now, we can talk, we'll probably be talking about more grotesque and more abominations than what's presently known today. But
okay.
A year from now, is it going to be any different than it is right now?
Now, the solution is everybody personally has to keep Yahweh's laws and have a relationship with the Creator to the best of their ability to keep His laws, mm-hmm. the Ten Commandments and the commandments and the Scriptures, and telling the truth is good, isn't it, John? Because liars are going to be cast into the lake of fire, I believe. So it's not good to be a liar. And we know all of Washington, D.C. are all thieves, liars, and murderers pretty much, except for Ron Paul, maybe, just about all lawyers and judges are thieves, liars, and murderers. And so basically when it comes and most Judeo-Christian preachers that sit up there and take the money and say the laws are done away.
That are going to what?
Most preachers that sit up there and say that Yahweh's laws are done away with, I would say they're liars.
Okay, you're breaking up on me. You're on a cell phone.
Yes, I
appreciate your call, Mr. Hutt. I really do. Thank you for your call. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
There is another one added to the list as to what's wrong. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, the greatest tool that we have against the Illuminists, the globalists, the whatever you want to call them, whatever category you want to lump these people in as to being against America. Whatever you want to call them, doesn't matter. For identification purposes, I guess it does. When you say Illuminati, a lot of people understand that. But to try to explain Illuminism or Freemasonry or Zionism or whatever the case may be, you're taking on something that has got so many facets to it. The best way, ladies and gentlemen, that I could figure out to impart the knowledge on people is through radio. That's a tough road to hoe because, well, we have the Infinities and the Clear Channels, and we have the media dominated by people that, well, basically are in favor of globalism. I mean, there's no other two ways about that. And that those that oppose are either going to be bought out, run over, discredited, whatever. You know, I find it rather interesting, just at the point in time that this network was ready to expand, that we seem to have a number of problems that just cropped up, just seemingly almost out of the blue. Don't you find that interesting? I certainly do. You know, for 2.5 years of literally taking your life's blood and pouring it into a project that you know in your heart is the only thing that you can do to really make a difference. And that we have people that are trying to undermine that. I find that particularly fascinating. And it's got nothing to do with personalities. There's as many people that dislike me as like me. But they look at what we have done here, and they're all in favor of it. So I don't want calls on the infighting, because I'm not fighting with anybody. I am just simply trying to run a network, expand it, get more affiliates out there to spread the message of what the American people have been lacking. And anybody that's running counter to that, you better start looking at who these people are. And rather than just waving a flag of peace or the white flag saying the Rodney King thing, well, why can't we just all get along? I was more than happy to be left alone. But other people didn't see it that way. And the question is, I'm glad you mentioned Illuminism. The Illuminist. Oh, the enlightened ones. What is the number one thing that they want stopped going to the American people? Information that they can use. That's why I think that the problems that this network has had, aside from the identifiable ones, I think there's something greater behind it. Because you know what? We've never been gone after by the Fed. We've never been gone after by the FCC for whatever reason. I don't know. You don't have to be licensed to run satellite. But if you take a look at what was created and what it was doing, and then you saw those trying to undermine it, you have to ask yourself the question, why did that happen? Are they just involved? Is there somebody greater behind them? And I guess the overriding question you might have, is this true patriotism? You know, Rush Limbaugh thinks himself as being a patriot. He thinks he runs Patriot Radio. Unfortunately, the guy was on Oxycontin for how many years? He considered himself to be a good patriotic American. He is a George Bush fan, that's most assured. And a neocon, yeah. We'll take the break here. We'll take more of your calls in the second hour of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You got hit.